Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Dr. David Welsh, the health officer for Ripley and Franklin Counties. Good morning to you, Dr. Welsh.
Good morning. It's great to hear from you.
Well, likewise, and of course, no better time than right now with some things going around as we get into the winter months. And in particular, Dr. Welsh, understand that there's been a bit of a bump in some COVID cases around the area.
There has been even some folks have passed away with it.
And, of course, other respiratory illnesses and so forth. But do you expect or have you heard anything or had any intel as far as you expect to see a big spike or anything like that?
Well, I think one of the things that we've got going for us is people are better versed at dealing with respiratory infections than they were prior to 3 years ago. People know if they're not getting better with the usual steps to seek medical care. We have an extra concern this season with the RSV hitting the area also. But those particularly hits the very young and the more senior. I don't use the old word. That's a bad word. but those folks need to be more concerned. We've also had an uptick in influenza. We get that this time of year anyway, but that just kind of complicates things. But I can assure the public that when you go to your local urgent care emergency room or physician's office, that they're well-versed in trying to help sort out which of the respiratory condition you might be dealing with.
And they can kind of look for certain things and things of that nature. Is that pretty much where this is going?
Correct. We have tests available, for instance, for strep. We can check for influenza. We can check for COVID. We can also check for pneumonia, which is a little higher this time of year every year also.
And, of course, another big thing that has been along with COVID and some of the other respiratory illnesses, some of the self-tests. Do you recommend those? And if so, where can folks pick some of those up?
Many of those can be obtained at local pharmacies. There was actually some self-tests for COVID that were available. I'm not sure if they're still available or not, but they're available from the government, federal government, for free. But there's a lot of places that you can check. If you're feeling really, really poorly, it may be difficult to sort out by yourself, but you can check it at local physician with your urgent care, with your local hospital. Some of the self-checks can help kind of narrow things down a little bit, and especially if you find out that you've been exposed to somebody. I recently was on a trip for a meeting and got that call as I got back home, like, oh, by the way, that meeting you're at, there were several folks with X. You might want to keep your eyes open. It's like, oh, great. Which gets to one of the other things I always try to stress this time of year is people need to be respectful of folks around them. They also kind of keep their eyes open. And if you're not feeling well, you know, stay home, keep your distance from folks. If you're at a gathering and, you know, somebody doesn't seem like they're on the top of their game, that's the best time to kind of give them a little distance. And after you shake their hand and so forth, wash your hands. This is a good time of year to break out the hand sanitizer again, just to keep yourself on the safe side.
And that's a big thing that I think that we've all kind of learned over the last 3 years is the importance of hand washing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, our moms and grandmothers were right all those years. They, you know, if you're not feeling well, stay home. If you're coughing, cover your mouth and wash your hands. Moms really know something. They do, and they. I remember growing up and getting that stressed often by my own mom.
Indeed. And as far as some things, of course, I think people are probably well-versed as far as what to look for with COVID and so forth. But if you could maybe run through those again, and also, you know, RSV and also flu, what are some things that folks need to keep an eye on as far as those three ailments are concerned?
Well, the biggest thing is cough and fever. I think the group on your listening audience is well versed on some of the things you can get, for instance, with the COVID, a loss of taste and smell. But that, even if you still have your taste and smell, that doesn't rule COVID out. If you lost that, that can be a problem. With the influenza, you can also have GI symptoms. But even with COVID, there's some GI symptoms, so it can get kind of touchy how to sort through those. The RSV can tend to be more of a think of a deep respiratory problem with symptoms. You know, that deep hoarse cough can be a telltale sign of that. In general, with any of those type of infections, you worry about just not feeling like yourself, feeling weak. If somebody's sleeping a lot more than usual and they've got some telltale respiratory signs, that may be a hint that they should go and get checked out.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Dr. David Welsh, the health officer in Ripley and Franklin counties, right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Ripley and Franklin County Health Officer Dr. David Welsh. And, of course, Dr. Welsh, the holiday season is upon us. And some things as far as some tips as far as keeping healthy over the holiday season, what might some of those be from where you stand?
Well, thanks for asking. There's a number of things that you can do, both when you go to visit and when you're doing your day-to-day activities. If you're going to take a trip, for instance, make sure that you leave an itinerary with somebody so that if you do run into, say, car trouble or go off the road, people know that you haven't made your destination. And in your car, have some extra supplies just in case you break down or, heaven forbid, in a car wreck and maybe go off the road. You know, have a blanket in the car, have some water, have a charger for your phone so that you can seek help if you need to. I've also seen some really nice signage that you can put in the window of your car, send help or help, so that passerbys will know that there's actually somebody in that car that might need assistance. And to some of our older folks, we want you to be careful when you're doing your day-to-day activities. We haven't had snow yet, thank goodness, but we often forget that you can get overwhelmed if you try to do too much snow removal. This would be a good time if you have a younger kids in the neighborhood, you know, seek out your seniors and your neighbors who might need a little help with that snow removal when we do get it. And it's better if you're heating with wood, it's better to take more trips with smaller loads than trying to carry as much as you might have done 10 or 20 years ago. I know we all feel very young at heart, but we want to make sure that you work smart so that you don't hurt your back or something else. And also be careful when you're out and about because you don't know how those surfaces are. So, you know, good shoes or boots that help you maintain your balance is a good thing. This is a busy time of the year at the hospitals. Folks have met their deductible. They're getting those things done they put off. So the hospital's kind of getting full up with folks getting things taken care of, plus along with the respiratory things. This time of year, there's a lot of folks visiting. And remember, if you're having folks over, to make sure you have followed good food safety rules to keep the hot food hot and the cold food cold. Nobody would like to be able to get that phone call like, oh, you had your aunt and uncle over and they got sick on some food that you served. So just, you know, good food safety tips, and there's a lot of good places to go at the Ripley County Health Department website. It's got some good safety tips. You can go to the Indiana Department of Health website. We want folks to have a good and fun holiday season and make sure that stay safe, whether you're driving, whether you're just going down the street or a long distance.
And you mentioned, Dr. Welsh, the local health department, the fact that they offer various services, not only food safety tips and others, but also some other things as far as, maybe day-to-day things that people might need.
Absolutely. And actually, I want to put a big shout-out to let the area know we have a new administrator in the Ripley County Health Department, Paul Tyer. Many folks in the area know him, and he's very excited about taking on the new role and trying to make sure that the department is open to folks' needs and that people can more easily find out some of the things that the health department can help them with. And so look for changes on the website coming forward so folks can get those services they need with less clicks and less running around.
All right. So have anything to suggestions, I guess, you can see Paul at the Ripley County Health Department.
And then check out the website. And this time of year, I just would also encourage folks to consider getting that flu shot. It can still be helpful, even though it's December. And then check with your own physician or healthcare provider whether things like the RSV or RSV vaccine or the COVID booster would be appropriate for you at this time.
All right. Then anything else, Dr. David Welsh, before we let you go?
Well, I would just like everyone to have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And please go out and support your local schools. There's a lot of high school teams and grade school teams that are out there playing hard, and they've been practicing hard. And it's always good to support your local schools and the student athletes. They do a great job out there, and it's a lot of fun to watch them and cheer them on.
All right.
Oh, and if you can't make it, the good news is on many of the high school games, you can pick it up on WRBI. They do a great job with that.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate that plug there, Dr. Welsh. And Dr. David Welsh, we appreciate your time this morning. As always, stay well because we need to hear from you from time to time. And hopefully we can call on you again in the future.
Anytime. Thank you for what you're doing and your radio station is doing for the community. It really